This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll see you there. We're coming back. We're from Genesis now. So Greg, I'd like you to repeat what you just said, because here's my general feeling, listening to Zelenko. I think that the Russians are going to get what they want, which is Eastern warm water ports. They're going to get Zelenko to relent on the idea of pushing for the NATO membership. He's not going to get no-fly zone, but he will get more weapons. So if the Russians want to continue this battle, I can't see how they're going to be able to maintain Ukraine, even if they try to hold it, unless they use what's called the killing field. They're decimating civilian areas by shelling the hell out of them. You could call, a dead bear's policy or white, So yeah. My guess is the Russians are not against doing that, but against they're losing popular support inside Russia, and they're also losing the support from a nation that used to be part of Russian-speaking Ukrainians. So my guess is this is very bad for Putin. It doesn't make him a hero. It makes him look like a killing field maniac, and I don't see his military forces as being well prepared enough. In fact, the report I heard is that a lot of his troops were getting ready to actually have fancy uniforms for marching in and being heroes in a sense when they came to Ukraine. And the Ukrainians, by and large, even though I heard this rumor on CNN, that 30% of Ukraine support, or in Ukraine, 30% support Russia, and 40% don't care. I don't buy that. I have a feeling that if you go to the different areas of the country, on the western skirts of the country, most Ukrainians want to have a separate country. In the eastern, they just want to join their republics to Russia, which who gives a damn? It's like if you have some Canadian provinces that want to become American states, well, that's up to them. I mean, why did we go to war over this? I don't think there's no need for it. I mean, if the provinces of eastern Ukraine want to join Russia and they think there's a good financial and other reason for it, and they're Russian-speaking, etc., well, so what? We also have been trying to keep Russia out of the G8 and other financial things. So I think it's part of it's our policy. We've been trying to persecute the hell out of Russia for a number of years since the fall of the Soviet Union. And we've actually not been doing things we promised to do with them, which is why it takes them off. And I don't see how Putin, as much as he would love to, can reestablish the Soviet Union. Basically, the reason why it collapsed is because it didn't have the finances to continue up the war machine that they wanted, and they realized that we better just kind of back off or this is going to get out of control. And I think Russia also underestimates the weapon systems that we have, and I've talked to yesterday Mark Gaffney, and Mark mentioned a couple of things. I said, look, Mark, you have to understand I'm an intel agent. I know what we have. We have stuff that's way more advanced and way dangerous and completely offsite. Yes, they have. They can kill some of our satellite systems, the Russians, but they can't stop all of our stuff. And yeah, we probably are aware, even though they don't admit it, about the Laurentian Island and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and nuclear devices. But I'm sure, just like here at Pendleton Marine Corps Base, one of my own sons said, he lives just in the back end of Pendleton, and he's got a real nice home with his lady and their new baby. And we're just on the south side of Pendleton. If you want to look at a place that probably has a good anti-missile system against incoming Russian nukes, it would be Pendleton Marine Corps Base. I mean, either you're in target zero for a nuke hitting it, or you've got an anti-missile system that you can just pop up and just, boom, take out everything. We don't even need to put, these fancy jets in Ukraine under stop the Russians. We can just, in Poland or nearby countries, set up the S-300, S-400 anti-aircraft systems. If they see a missile coming in from a distance, usually from Russia, like the one here at Biel, we can knock it out. I mean, so, we try to actually think that we have to have troops in the ground, and right now you don't. And we're not even admitting to the fact we have what's called remote autonomous robot warriors that are artificially intelligent, or other technologies like space-based weapons or weather weapons that we won't admit to. Just like we don't admit to the biological weapons that we have, which have been developed over decades, that basically there is no real defense against. I mean, the Chinese are playing around with these labs. Many of the labs are in China or in Ukraine and elsewhere, where we're actually supported by America, because I know as a bioweaponeer, I could take $1,000 worth of investment and turn a biological agent into the most deadly weapon in history, and nobody could stop it. except for me, I know how to stop by creating exosomes to block the virus entry in the cells. But by and large, you're dealing with idiots here. People assume that you can't do this and that, or that we don't have another layer of therapy. The problem is that these wars are what we call Pyrrhic. In other words, you've got wars so advanced now, whether it's weather weapons or space-based weapons or hacking into people's power grids or their air traffic controllers and commerce. War basically has become obsolete. I mean, if they really get things rocking and rolling here, no one's going to win at that kind of war, even if you have more advanced systems. It's basically a Pyrrhic victory. And out of this fit that Putin had after being frustrated by the West, I see him getting what he wants, which is eastern Ukraine for his warm water port for his oil. That's it. They're an oil-based economy. They don't have anything else. So that's what my guess is going to come out of this. I don't see Russia massively expanding this, although we'd love to. I'm sure that's a wet-water dream of Putin, but I don't think he has the financial resources or the military or the personnel willing to do what he wants to do. I know they might have had, sometimes they had thought did have the resources, but he's even filed his own intel agents that are actually pushing this dream of Russia reestablishing the Soviet Union. You have to have a big economy to do that. You can't. They don't have a big economy. They got a tiny economy like the economy of Rhode Island, and there's a giant economy that's based solely on the sale of oil and gas. And if we just refurbish our oil and gas production here and in Canada, the rest of the world doesn't need to get its butt to the Russians at all. So, you know, to me, it's kind of like it's stupidity on ice. It's like, you know, Joe Biden trying to push his stupid environmental garbage and trying to lie to all Putin's inflation. But it's really Joe Biden and the enviromaniacs. And there's a real simple solution. You can make Russia happy, bring them back in the G8, stop trying to keep them outside of the, you know, Europe. Because Russia wants to become part of Europe. They don't want to be on the outside. I mean, why do we have NATO? If we actually work out a peace accord with them and have certain plans to deal with them, then we can maintain some of their bad behavior and give them an economy so they actually are happy. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Please give Greg a chance to say something else.
Yeah, I want to hear Greg's comment. I think that's just what my hope is. But I think what John Spring is going to talk about, he's going to say how bad Putin is. And I agree with Putin. I think Putin is a nut. And he's a dangerous nut. But you can stop nuts. You can stop psychoactive maniacs. But you have to do it with, we should have a full no-fly zone. And actually, I would reactivate all our nukes in Eastern Europe. I'd also send down teams to take all these nukes out in Central and South America. I wouldn't just be passively waiting until all hell breaks loose or they start hacking to our power controllers for air commerce or, you know, flying jets. I think we actually should take physical action. But you don't just kind of kiss butt to Putin. But I believe even though he's a maniac, he can be controlled if you take real action, not bullshit. How's that?
Dr. Siegel, please give Greg a chance to say something.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg. I want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I've got about 2 minutes right now. So all I can say is that when it comes right down to it, Russia, just like everybody else, Russia pays attention to the bottom line.
What's right.
The bottom line is money, okay?
And right.
What do they have? Yeah, that is worth money. They have 12 time zones of unique materials, minerals, oil, petroleum, you name it, they've got it. But it's only good if they can get it out to a market. And the market in this situation is directly across the Ukraine, and I mentioned this yesterday.
Right.
Okay. Is that the warm water ports where they have to transport to Poland and Germany and Western Europe? Okay. Is at the bottom line in the Crimean corridor. And that's what Russia is doing right now. They're going to solidify, intimidate, threaten everybody, challenge everybody, and then everybody's going to say, "Here, you want it? Take it." All right.
I agree with you totally. Now I know you can only stay for a couple minutes today because you changed your schedule. Do you want to continue this dialogue tomorrow or Friday?
Well, sure. If you guys think I have something valuable to say,
well, I do, because you know what's America, and I agree. There's two sides of here. My feeling is that this has a potential to go to World War III, but also has a potential to crash the world economy, which you have to understand, if to some extent they actually kind of like knew from 2014 that they were going to attempt Russia to do this thing, which would crash not only their economy, but the world economy. And my guess is Russia actually was duped into the stupidity of trying to make this full attack, not realizing the resistance we'd already built up in Ukraine. And also the globalists wanted to have this war and will collapse the world economy and fertilizer and so on. They realized, look at the psychology of Putin, he's not going to be stopped with this. He wants the whole friggin' return of the Soviet Union, which he can't have. He's like a spoiled teenager. And I need to continue the dialogue because I really think that it's going to get very ugly.
We're not having a dialogue right now, even with you, Dr. Siegel. Could you please give Greg a few more
options? I want you to continue, Greg, and I'll get back. I know I want to have you on, too, but I want to hear Greg. Because he called me up in emergency last hour. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Sorry about that. We had that mix up there. And I know, let me just finish here. I know I kind of overspoke there, but I wanted to get an opinion out first to get Greg's counter opinion. And to be honest with you, solutions will be found, but things are really close to World War III. And if you look at things clearly and honestly, like you've done the letters you sent me, if we don't solve this with some kind of rationality on both sides, This is going to deteriorate very quickly into a hacking conflict and a financial conflict and a thermonuclear exchange and everything. It's going to get very bad very quickly, isn't it? Go ahead.
Right. Now, please understand, I may be lacking in manners in the next few days because I am under tremendous pressure, not only with this but other matters. But my main anger was based at the fact that I knew that his time was limited and he needed more time.
Yeah, I know. I know. I didn't respond properly to that because I was trying to get an opinion to get his counter opinion, and again,
yes,
that won't happen tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have enough time to actually get his word out, and I will let him speak more. But what I want to do is I've listened to all your reports here, and I trust your judgment on this. I think we're far more closer to danger than people realize, based on what you've told me and what I see, I know personally. Well, what's going on here?
Well, first of all, very few people, I think, really understand Putin. I don't claim to be his private psychoanalyst, but I'm very much aware of his connections, of what he's trying to portray himself as to the Russian people, which is covering up an inadequacy on his part. He's not quite the man that he would like us to believe he is, and that's why he goes out of his way, just like Juan Perón did years ago in Argentina, try to excel in various type of competitive sports and martial arts, things like that. But unfortunately, Dr. Deagle, if you have one fault, it is you are too fair-minded. And you are always looking for a positive solution, which is almost impossible when you're dealing with a very diabolical and evil people. I
totally agree. And in other words, if rationality occurred, it would be what I'm trying to do, which is godly. But you're exactly right. You're dealing with nutty people on both sides, the New World Order people and the globalists on one side, and the other is Russia on the other side. Both of them bad.
Absolutely, Dr. Deagle. You have to realize that when you're dealing with evil people, and I'm dealing with them in my own personal life right now as well, you're dealing with people that are determined to destroy people, and they don't care
right.
how many people they destroy in the process.
Exactly.
And personally, although I know you were very well-meaning when you said we should try to work out some kind of solution which would give this and that to Putin. But I would say, as of right now, don't give him anything. He doesn't deserve anything. In fact, he deserves to be punished more than anything. And I think the not necessarily the American people, but I think the Russian people are basically fed up. I mean, when you get 4,000 scientists and Russian journalists to sign a petition against the war, that's telling you something, because they know the
right.
that they face for signing one of those documents. It's just like what happened to
I totally agree. Now, yeah.
The independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing.
I'm not trying to say that I'm not trying to say that my position is going to be when no one has done. But it parallels the inactivation of politicians who think that this is really negotiable. It's not negotiable. We have to show strength, otherwise we're not going to do it. For example, it's my impression or opinion. I'm not sure if this is correct, but if let's say Trump was there, and he's not perfect by any means, but he's kind of a bully himself. He's been a bully when he was a kid. Is that if Putin had done some of the stuff, we would have prepared in advance instead of delaying equipment and even a no-fly zone to Ukraine, and Russia would immediately be stopped cold. The fact that we're in this kind of thing, trying to kind of negotiate, even having Zelenko negotiate with Putin, saying, hey, I'm not going to become part of NATO, that's ridiculous. You're losing a battle where your citizens are dying, even if you win it long-term, you get more weapons. This is Zelenko, on the other hand, won't let any male over from 18 to 49 or 69 or 59 to actually leave the country. So they're actually being forced citizens to actually pick up arms and fight against the Russians, even though it may be kind of a losing battle in the long run if the Russians keep on bringing in weapons and so on. So I'm just trying to and I'm not playing the devil's advocate. I'm trying to say the negotiating advocate, indicating that you can't negotiate this. You have to show strength, which we don't see seeing that from Biden or from the New World Order or from NATO. Even the polls had enough sense to say we didn't want to bring in these MiG jets. But I don't understand why there's not a no-fly zone. I don't understand why we don't do much, you know, when we hear these comments by China, why we don't do something about it. Why we allow Assad to extend in, you know, fighters apparently to go fight in here because the Russians are saying that a lot of the fighters don't want to fight against their probably fellow citizens in Ukraine. I totally agree with you. I think this is all insanity. But you know what? Putin doesn't give a shit. Excuse my English. And I'm not playing the devil's advocate. I'm just trying to say I'm talking about the negotiating common sense. There's no common sense in this. If we don't show serious strength here, and that's why when you hear these politicians kind of say, oh, we don't want a no-fly zone. Why? Are you out of your mind? Are you going to wait until he's actually he's consumed all of Ukraine? Now he wants Poland and the Baltics and so on? Because if you think that Putin's going to stop here, if he does succeed to getting Ukraine, even though he has to strain his resources down to nothing, you're nuts, because he's not going to stop. He's a maniac, okay?
Yes. You know, based on what you said a few moments ago, I thought of the American Civil War, or the war between the states.
Right.
The states. There were Americans fighting against Americans, families against fighting against relatives and family members who lived in various parts of the United States, some in the north, some in the south.
Right.
And you basically have a similar situation in Russia and Ukraine. Although you have the autonomy, you have the sovereignty of these nations, which Putin doesn't want to recognize. Basically, they are the same people, just like the Pakistanis and the Indians are basically the same people.
Right.
But with different philosophies, faiths, or just something different. And it's so tragic. And I think Putin's starting to realize that his troops are becoming rather reluctant to fight against the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are fighting for their outright survival. They're fighting what may appear to be very bravery out of desperation, because they know they really don't have a way out to do anything else. So when you're in that situation, you will fight to the last bullet because you know the consequences. You're not going to have the luxury of
speaking. Yeah, that's why I see the Russians getting losing the stomach for it, even the troops, and the Ukrainians getting more and more hardened in their ability to fight and do whatever they can to stop this foolishness.
Their best defense, it's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking through a translator for the majority of his speech to Congress, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky invoked 9/11 and Pearl Harbor during his passionate address to Congress, pleading with American leaders to do more to help stop his country's war with Russia.
It's a lot to ask for, to create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people. Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone. Something that Ukraine, that Russia would not be able to terrorize our free cities.
After his speech, President Joe Biden announced another $800 million of a $13.6 billion spending package for Ukraine will go toward security assistance. And it's going to cost more to ride your Uber today. A new surcharge kicks in at 45 to 55 cents per trip to help drivers amid record gas prices. This is USA Radio News. U.S. lawmakers are saying that Russia is on the brink of a total default.
Russia is on the brink of a financial obligation default. The economic cost of Russia's assault on Ukraine was further revealed on Wednesday as President Putin teetered on the brink of its first default on international debt since the Bolshevik Revolution. Moscow is due to pay $117 million in interest payments on a couple of dollar-denominated sovereign bonds it sold in 2013. Now, it should be noted there is a grace period, so we're really not going to know whether this is a default or not until April 15th. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Looking to slow historic surges in consumer prices, the Fed has raised its key short-term interest rates today by a quarter percentage point for the first time in more than 3 years and has forecasted six more hikes this year. That's up from the three total quarter point increases Fed officials predicted in December and the more than six moves many economists predicted this week. Another four hikes are expected in 2020. Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine.
Second, we can hear it through the bump here. Okay, go ahead now. You see what you're saying there, John?
Okay, Dr. Deagle, I don't think Putin believes that he can really gain any real power by just focusing on Ukraine. I think he's gone to basically what he has prepared for over the last decade, which very few Americans, as you and I are very much aware of, have even a clue about. And It would not surprise me at all if we go to thermonuclear war in a relatively short period of time. And the reason I say this, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Russians or the Soviets, as they were called then, had not actually had any operational weapons ready to be launched to strike at America because I had reached JFK soon enough that he finally got around to checking into what I was saying. And when my findings were confirmed by U.S. Naval Intelligence, that became the Cuban Missile Crisis. But even at that time, they were not able to launch because they had not completed their operation. But what has occurred over the last 10 years in Nicaragua and Venezuela on the island of La Orchia is that for 6 years, those facilities have been fully operational.
Well, what I find amazing to me and you, okay, now, we're not the top show on the network. You know, maybe Alex Jones or Mike Adams or others. But we didn't have enough listeners and so on, including Intel Agency. You'd think somebody somewhere would be curious and say, you get up to the regular media or even Intel to say, hey, is what Deagle and Springer are talking about real or not? Because if you're an Intel agent, they know that you're the original whistleblower in 1960 with the, you know, with Ronald Reagan, with John F. Kennedy, and in 1983 with Ronald Reagan. And, you know, the thing is, I was a government agent. I was not just a doctor. People say, oh, you're just a doctor. I said, no, I worked in Space Command. I mean, I knew I worked in Missile Defense Command. I was their doctor, taking care of the Missile Defense Command people. And I found out about these things, including our missile defense systems, which were very inadequate, even with the Patriot system that they put in later on instead of theater air defense. And I got very concerned that even nearby asteroids and zipping by, that we didn't even have enough advance notice in 48 hours. And so when I hear about these things and I don't see a response on the part of the government, either publicly or otherwise, in these places like in Central America, I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? Is there somebody that wants to respond? And even people like Alex Jones, I mean, I'm sure Alex knows about us. He even tries to push his stupid iodine when it doesn't work compared to our monatomic iodine. But nobody is freaking out and saying, well, I mean, I got a comment the other day from Steve Quayle, who actually operates Gen 6, which is, you know, tied with a lot of these globalist organizations, you know, exposing them. But they're not, and I don't see any action on it. In other words, there's a purposeful suppression of us even raising issues. It's not like we have all the answers. You don't have to believe us. I got the satellite photos of the actual large Eel Island. And people know a little bit about that story, but what I'm saying is, I'm not trying to defend Putin or defend the West. I think that both sides are nuts, and we're heading toward war. That's your conclusion, and I believe that unless we repent, we're going to have a lot of dead people and a lot of dead society and environment caused by it.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Right now, I recall when you were with the Lord in heaven, and he showed you basically on the distant horizon from your perspective.
You're talking about 62 years ago. Now, I'm going to make an honest explanation here. I thought that was, because of my visions and things I had as a kid, I thought somehow I'm called to be a prophet. I mean, prophets never accept in his own household. But I got to tell you, I've had these experiences where I can't just dismiss them and say they're a lie. But maybe my presumptions that I'm some big prophetic guy. I've had a lot of bad experiences that I wish I didn't know. I wish I didn't go to Colorado Springs and find out these things. I wish I didn't have this knowledge about Large Eel Island. But really what bothers me most is that people ignore me, even though I'm just the guy that actually has the actual proof of it, and so do you. You've been at this stuff since 60 years ago. Since the early 60s was John F. Kennedy in the early 1980s. And what I'm concerned is that we're not seeing rationality and real action on the part of anybody dealing with anything.
No, we're not.
I'm not saying that I'm a perfect guy. I mean, I'm a guy who went through some experiences, and I tried to make a presumption that somehow I have a prophetic calling or have a special calling. Who cares? I mean, all I am is a guy that actually has these, you know, special knowledge, and I try to make presumptions, and maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, honestly, after, you know, I'm just turned 70, I don't think things are going in the right direction, and I'm concerned that all the actions I've done haven't stopped it. I mean, from what I can see, it hasn't even slowed it down. Even with things like the coronavirus, I tried to talk to multiple companies about making my EntraCap. Now, Pfizer's talking about more booster shots rather than getting my EntraCap vaccine out there. So I got to continue to pursue different companies. I thought Dr. Green was going to pursue it because it gives you permanent total immunity, and you can test them in a year's time to see if it's working or take a few more pills. But what we're having now, everything that I think that should be done with common sense and decency is not being done in every avenue. And I think, unfortunately, John W. Spring, being the Einstein of geopolitical analysis, unfortunately, you're correct. Things are going to hell in a handcart, and I don't see anybody stopping. Go ahead.
Well, I concur with you about that. I wish I were wrong.
Well, so do I. I mean, I wish that. And we have, you know, we're not a nothing show, but we don't have, we even ask people to call in. I mean, there's some people listening to the show, and I got a call the other day with Steve Quayle, who operates kind of a major ministry up there, and he's up in, deal with other major ministries and so on. But the fact is that, what I see happening is kind of, I would call a little bit concerning, right? What I see happening here is what I see happening is I see in action. It's almost like if you had cancer, but you don't want to listen to the diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, you, I have such strong aspirations to become a physician, and I had the most unusual experience, which I don't want to go into now, but because God really interceded, my Lord Jesus Christ interceded on my behalf, I made him a promise that I would do everything that I could to try to save our country, because I knew back when I was 20 years old at the time when I was in that predicament where I made that promise to the Lord, that
forwarded to an automated voice message.
We did not have the talent or leadership in Washington, and I had a rather unique talent. In retrospect, I can't say it for certain, but I do know.
Well, I think we have had supernatural experiences. Maybe my interpretation of them was more grand, because it's like, well, I'm called to have speak almost like, you know, with an end time prophet kind of thing. But you know, when prophets are never accepted their own household, and it, to me, I almost feel like I have to admit that maybe I, you know, misinterpreted my warning, because I don't think it's being heeded. I mean, you know, after all these years and doing all these broadcasts and so on, Prophecy Club right through the last 20 some years, I don't see on a political level either Donald Trump or his other stuff. He just wants more money. I get so many contacts every day wanting more money. And on the other hand, the other broadcasters don't take this seriously.
Right.
And even if we just deal with the issue of Central American nukes and these other things that Russians could do to us, like I talked about, and you were talking about plainly, I don't see the other politicians, including Alex Jones and Mike Adams, when they're dealing with completely honestly about it and realizing how late the hour is and how crazy this is going to get.
Right. I just want to say this.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Family very rationally, and actually if I interviewed them, they actually say things that I, well, if you're rational and common sense and decent, I would probably totally agree with them. Whether, you know, my middle son Stephen or my old youngest son Christopher or my oldest son Matthew. But the fact is that my middle son asked me for a radiation detector because I went outside my window, another one, and I said, why do you want that? He said, well, because I'm worried that Russia's going to try to hit Pell and Marine Corps base, because his home is a real nice home with his lady and their little baby boy that's, you know, almost a year old, right behind Pendleton. And I said, well, why would you worry about that? He says, well, because I really think there's a danger of a thermonuclear war. I said, really? I said, well, I've been talking about that for decades. I mean, you know, I don't know any of everything, but I know enough to realize that the way the world is run is not run properly. I mean, I'm not going to necessarily say I believe in one side or the other side. I see a lot of, we call disinformation there. For example, a lot of people take out of context what either Alex Jones or Mike Adams says, or other people. What I'm talking about, unfortunately, you and I have had direct, what's called intel contact, with real information that is totally besides the biblical, that tells us about what really is going on the intel side. For example, that show we did last week with Barbara Honegger, I mean, people know, if they know my story, it's called, you know, In My Own Words video, how I got called to Colorado Springs, work under Dutch Sheets, and then worked for CECOM. And I was the ex-examiner of the Alfred P. Murrow building. I mean, I didn't contrive to do this and think I'm so damned important, but it just happened that Major Swinder was gone. And then when I found out that Oklahoma City was actually with micro-pit nuclear devices and super narrow thermite and other things, when they found out, they fired me in the conference room at CECOM and gave me death threats. So I had to counter into one of 50,000 cash to let a reference. And a few years later, I'm working with Reserve Admiral Hughes in chemical, biological, nuclear warfare for the Operation Topaz. So what I want to say here is I'm just trying to take experiences like you have and try to put them together to make sense. And I'm not trying to make myself important. I just want to say, what the hell is happening, God? And when I talk to people, even now, my son, he's all interested. And I think, well, why is he wanting to know about getting one of my little nuclear devices? And I'm thinking, the general public are starting to realize that things are way out of control, and they haven't been listening. They've been actually taking people like you and I and basically shoving us off to the side and saying, they must be confabulating this. They can't be that important. I'm thinking, no, we're just talking about warning. We're just like guys on the inside and see warning signs. Like, I'm sure if the intel people knew who you were in 1960, they would have tried to kill you rather than that Russian agent to get killed. And you know, when they threatened me, I basically told them, give me a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash, because they have friends in Delta Force and Special Ops. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to feel important. I'm not. I just want to say I'm a guy, you're a guy, that God put us through this hell of knowing these things. And now, unfortunately, things are starting to happen that are validating what we say and do and know. Like, I don't think I know more than you, and you can always correct me, but I'm just trying to say, what would a rational society do? It's not going to happen rationally. what I recommend in terms of stopping Putin, because if they think he's going to be stopped by simply making some kind of agreement with him, they're nuts. You're most likely like the surgeon saying, this is not going to be stopped simply. This is going to be a supernatural intervention that's going to stop Putin. Otherwise, we're heading toward World War III, aren't we?
Yes, but I want to leave you with this one thought. For the Lord to basically recruit you and me, I don't think he would recruit us in this thing if there was not a positive ending. I know we talk about the book.
Oh, yeah. It's very hard on me. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. Like the last few nights, I get hard to sleep because I'm thinking, Lord, you know, people have to think I'm nuts because of what I've said for all the years. And now all of the stuff is sort of like rolling out where we've got this war in Ukraine that could easily expand to a war with NATO and thermonuclear exchange. And even when my second oldest son is asking for that, I'm thinking, why are you worried like this now? And so it makes me sad. It makes me sad that society, you know, including our politicians, none of them actually has kind of taken the note. For example, you can see Biden trying to probably make him profit while this situation is occurring in Ukraine. And so is his evil, you know, drug addicted son getting oil and gas and other monies from China and Ukraine for simply being a corrupt politician.
Yeah.
It's very aggravating. It's like a very heavy burden to carry this knowledge. And then be treated like you're a nutball because you think you have an important role. We don't really have an important role. We're just like, we're guys with a whistleblower with a shofar saying, you know, warning, things are happening. That's all.
Yeah. Well, Camp Pendleton is probably the most primary strategic target in California right now.
Is where?
Yeah.
Well, which market are you talking about?
Camp Pendleton. Is probably the most strategic target, not market, but target.
Target, oh, yeah, exactly. That's why my son brought it up, because he's a smart guy.
Wow.
He's a teacher, a special ed teacher. And I said, of course, but they also probably more likely have anti-missile systems like the S-300, S-400, and a better system than the Patriot system, we know, theater air defense.
Yeah.
So in other words, if a missile comes in, it's more likely to actually be taken out by missile systems to protect Pendleton than even other surrounding cities like L.A. or San Francisco. In other words, yes, it may be a higher target, but it's also more likely to actually be defended by our missile defense systems.
Yes. It's sort of ironic, but that's true. You're probably safer staying there than moving out.
Yeah, and I know. We had the opportunity a few years ago to actually move out to a place like Florida or Texas, whatever, and I was thinking, no, that never worked out. Then we, of course, have a grandson now that lives locally, and they're just on the backside of Pendleton, a beautiful home there, just north of us, about 20 minutes. Because the mountains here are really gorgeous in California, you see the ocean and everything. The problem is the politicians are Democrat, and they're greedy, and they're self-serving, and so on. And, of course, they're driving the price of oil and gas and everything. They keep on offering us all kinds of money to buy our home. Even say, oh, we don't have any inventory, but I don't really want to move. I mean, and even if we wanted to move, we'd have to sell our home to get the money to actually move because, you know, put all our money into our business to try to help people.
Yeah. We've got to find some leaders in America, whether they're in office or not, who will really do something. Trump ignored us for the whole 4 years he was in office.
Well, even all those people around him, I try every way possible, even going through people like Chris Key, who said he was up there at a conference and he never got through, or anybody else. Nobody lets us actually talk to actual real politicians. I mean, I talked to one of the congressmen in Arizona, but he hasn't called me back, and I'm thinking,
right.
I don't think they take us seriously when we say, here, this is what's going on now. We're in the off-ramp, basically, to World War III. And it could accelerate. For example, I had a contact some years ago that Russia could actually hack into our power controllers for our power grid, and also air traffic controllers to shut down our airlines. They can go into our power towers. They can do weather warfare against us, all kinds of stuff. So people don't realize this is going to get very ugly, and it won't be just being throwing nuclear weapons. That may be the end of it. But it's going to be all kinds of other crazy crap that's going to happen, including
right.
financial.
But the greatest obstacle that you and I face right now are these so-called patriotic right-wing Trump supporters who basically think Putin has every reason to go in, and they think he's doing a wonderful job cleaning things up while he's killing all of these civilians and really doing nothing about going after these...
Well, I don't know if all the Trump supporters feel like that, but if They're on one side or the other of these stupid issues, in other words. You're right, some are on that side, the other side, basically they think, I don't think they think necessarily that Putin's right or that, you know, the West is right. I just think the inaction by not creating no-fly zones and not stopping this war cold is basically encouraging Putin to continue doing what he's doing.
Right.
And for example, if I was a president, I'd make a call to China and say, do not supply weapons to Russia, or you're basically at war with us. And,
yeah.
You know, the problem is we don't talk tough like that. And because we don't talk tough, we actually encourage bullies. I was the kind of kid that was a bully would always attack. He said, you got to get that kid over there with the horn-rimmed glasses. And I was a vicious fighter. I mean, and I had fast hands. So they come over to me, a little skinny, you know, fighter, strong as a moose. And they try to pile drive me, and I would just drive their teeth right down their throat. And they say, see, you can be in front of our gang now. They broke a couple of your teeth down your throat.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a warrior that doesn't let it just back down. I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to kiss ass and so on. I figure if you want to really have a good fight, let me tell you, let's go all the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd like to negotiate, but I don't think a negotiation is going to happen here. I think that this is going to get nuts.
Yeah, well, this has been the mistake that Americans and especially political scientists have been making all of my life. They have always felt they could negotiate with the Russians and take them for fools because
the Russians only respect strength and positions of yours. If you do this response, is what you're going to get in return, and then they stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, look forward to
being
with you and Greg on tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to give Greg a chance to talk more tomorrow, but I honestly think your position is unfortunately true, and I don't feel like a prophet. I just feel like a guy that knows too much for my own good, and I feel sad for us that we know all this stuff, and things are culminating to a big disaster, and I wish we could do more, but so far we're not getting the response we should get.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.